USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the death toll at 18, there are hopes that missing people may still be found alive after Hurricane Michael smashed into the Florida panhandle last week, but those hopes are fading fast. One fire official in Mexico Beach said the search for survivors will continue today, but he thinks it's looking doubtful. Meanwhile, people are flocking to shelters to get what they need after the storm.
This woman is from Panama City.
As soon as I get my phone, I'm going to dial 800-621-FEMA, because with a tree on your house, they will help you get rid of that.
Jackie is staying at a shelter because she also had a tree fall on her house.
They're doing their best they can with cots and blankets.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Taliban says it's held a meeting with a U.S. diplomat Friday as part of efforts to end the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. The U.S. won't confirm it, though. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.